Blog Talk Radio.
About magic, happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing, but it was better than I imagined. Drastic, acting to you, we was just practice. Sadness, masking, hated you with a passion. Teddy, granted, baby, I didn't cap it, but it was better than I imagined. Don't hit deep words, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one else. Girl, it was better than I imagined. Better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, no, I could never make you stay true. Hate to say it, but it's too late, my expectations. Solo you can't relate to, baby, but I don't blame you, baby. You were the one I always escaped to. Stay too impatient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you. Need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me, but still I can't see myself with no one.
Get a flight, I lost my phone, and I'm calling you from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realize you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is Do What You Like Unscripted. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. But I'm also joined by another host for the evening. He is none other than David Mott, a.k.a. Mr. Metaphoria. Metaphoria, where you at, bro?
Yeah, buddy. We are unscripted. We are live. We off the hinges. Meet the meat. We are going meet the meat tonight. This is going to be a blast. Yes.
Indeed.
It feels
indeed,
good to be back, man.
Indeed.
It feels good to be back.
Man, it's good to have you back, Dave. It's good to have you back. I don't care what J-Rob says. It's good to have you back.
Yeah, you know, I hope J-Rob catches a cramp in his bottom lip. That's got to be the worst cramp I figure you could ever get. Right in the fucking bottom lip. That's where he needs to catch one at.
So
how you doing, though, brother? You good?
Man, listen, man. I've had a great week so far. I'm doing great, man. I don't have any complaints, man. I'm doing great.
That's what I'm talking about. Good shit. Good shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours?
Now, see, I just heard the slogan last week. I thought it said, why be average when you can go raw? And then I didn't have to go get some ointment and shit and some antibiotics. So I need to talk to, you know, the legal department of Epiphany Radio because I have been informed wrong and the shit went wrong. So I need to talk to somebody before the night goes with.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna get someone from legal to contact you so that they can discuss y'all.
Yeah. Some has to get rid of this itch. Going raw here. It's raw, all right. I blame For Real the Poet. He the one said the shit. That's who I blame.
Blame him then, man. He, you know, he is the CEO, man. You know, he got the final say, man. You know, that's what he got. That's what he got.
Yeah, he just hang up on motherfucker. I know him. He just hang up, be like, yeah, and then he just hang the fuck up on you. Shout out to everybody that's listening in Blog Talk Land. Y'all, tonight going to be fun. This is what tonight is for. You know, do what you like, unscripted to the frame, what you want. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. You got something to get off your chest. Get it off your chest. It's one of them nights.
It's one of them nights, man. It's one of them nights. You want to spit poetry, spit poetry. You want to come in and cuss somebody out, come on in and cuss them out.
Yeah.
That sounds like something.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need to cuss. Makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Just cuss somebody out and have a ham sandwich after, and I promise your life will be so much better.
He said, "Have a ham sandwich, y'all. A ham sandwich. Don't forget the cheese.
Yeah.
Don't cheese. Sorry for you lactose.
Yeah, got that cheese and the Miracle Whip." I want to say shout out to all the Muslims that run the little pork chop dinner shops. You know, they Muslims cook the best pork chops I've ever had in my life. And they have white women door greeters. Those are some good people. Proud of them.
Y'all heard it here first. Good pork chops. The Muslims. Shout out to the Muslims for the pork chops. They're going to be inboxing you all night. Hey, man, what you say about my pork chop? What you say about pork?
I've been pissed off another whole culture of people.
Yeah, you would have. And it won't be nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Just accept it and move on.
Fuck it. Ham, salami,
That's
bacon.
It. Yep. That's what I'm talking about, man. So, let me let y'all know, Mr. Metaphor and myself, we're not spitting a single piece of poetry because we don't want
not to. Not a one.
That's what we want y'all to do. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. This is Do What You Like Unscripted. You liable to get banged on. You liable to just get hung up on. You liable to just, anything can happen here. Do What You Like Unscripted, y'all. Anything. Let me offer my apologies for those who were looking for the War Council tonight. It has been postponed until next week. Shout out to Mojave, Iron Man. He's upset that he broke his 2-year streak, not missing a show. We love you, Javi. You know, no problem, man. Sometimes it happens. Heck, we done all missed a show.
Most definitely. You know,
I was gonna say, how many you missed?
Shit, at least 50, easy. Like, I ain't talking about 50 that I was just gonna call into. I'm talking about at least 50 that I was supposed to be hosting. It happens, man. You know. Shit, a 2-year run—that's a good run. I understand why he left. You know, Javi let us know earlier that one of the nice fine restaurants in his hometown was having dollar chicken sandwiches tonight, and he just couldn't resist. You know, it was all you could eat, dollar chicken sandwiches. So shout out to Mojave and his stomach for, he's going to try to set a record tonight. I think he told me he was going to try to do 40. I don't know where he's going to hold it, but he told me he's going to try to do 40. So,
and that's a lot of sandwiches. That's a lot of sandwiches.
To him and his stomach. Oh, yeah, a whole lot of bread, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like,
his stomach will blow up.
Yeah, I think they changed the Popeye's sandwich because people ain't been killing each other over that motherfucker no more. They're just waiting in line now. They must have took the crack out of it. The way people were going crazy over that damn chicken sandwich at first, it had to have crack in
it.
Crack or
had
heroin,
to have crack
one
in
of
it.
The two.
Yeah. And I like me a good chicken sandwich. I do. But I ain't trying to die over it. I'm not trying to die for it.
Yeah. It ain't that important. Now, I'll tell you the best one I've had, though, is the Carl's Jr. Hand-breaded chicken sandwich. That motherfucker's good.
Really?
I tried the Popeye shit. Popeye shit wasn't worth the fuck to me. Ain't had no taste.
I had to beg to differ. I like the Popeye sandwich. I don't, you know, other than McDonald's chicken
sandwich,
I like the Popeye
sandwich. They're going to differ from region to region, I believe. Because, you know, you go to some places, like you take one restaurant that you like their burgers on Tuesday, but you don't fuck with them burgers they cook on Thursday because it's a different cook there. You know, shit just don't come out the same.
Yeah.
So I need
that's true.
I need a chicken sandwich from like a nice African American grandmother with, you know, she got that arm fat that hang over the elbow a little bit. And I know she could cook the hell out of chicken sandwich. Every black grandma with that arm fat that hang over the elbow could cook any damn thing, especially if you give me a black roasting pan.
Ooh, man, you ain't
that's
never lying. That roasting pan was something else. Ooh, that black roasting pan was something else.
We all grew up with them roasting pans. You had the big one, then you had the medium size. Now, she might let anybody borrow a dish, but you wasn't getting them damn roasting pans, and you wasn't getting none of their Pyrex dishes.
Nope.
Thing outside of that, you was good.
You was good. Except for the Tupperware.
Black
look for the Tupperware back,
though.
Tupperware back, though. They said, you better bring
Tupperware.
Okay, see,
that's how I knew you grew up in the big city. Because, see, here, down in the country, we ain't using them fucking Tupperware. You put your to-go shit in them butter bowls. So when you got home, you had to open up all the bowls to find which was which.
To find which bowl was which.
You used them country crock butter bowls, parquet butter bowls, all that. That's what you put your to-go shit in because they had a leak.
Well, see, the thing about the butter bowls was, you know, we had them, we used them, but we also had a Tupperware. You know why we had the Tupperware? Because they used to have these things back in the day called Tupperware party. Remember, they had Tupperware parties.
Well, I don't remember the Tupperware parties too much. I just remember the Avon lady always coming by the house selling that damn skin so soft shit for mosquitoes that did not repel one fucking mosquito. You put that skin so soft on and go outside, they were about to tear your ass up.
They tear you up, daggone Avon with that false advertisement.
Hell yeah. Didn't none of Avon shit work.
Like, hey, Avon. Like, hey, boys.
Yeah, she always had butterscotch in her purse.
Always, man. Always. But
and the green peppermint.
And Scott. And the green peppermints. Yeah. 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 Green peppermints. Yeah.
They smell like white diamonds.
Oh, my gosh, man. I can't stand white diamonds. They smell just like old people.
Yeah. I used to date a girl. She used sulfur 8 hair grease. I just swore I was getting some at the nursing home, that old-ass smelling hair grease. That was her shit. I was like, guess you just got to deal with the deal. Her head might smell like sulfur 8, but it was a wonderful head on her shoulder. That's all I'm going to say. Yes,
right,
Lord.
Right.
Shout out to Paul Sampson for hooking me up with her back in the day. Nice Christian girl. She loved to kneel.
I know that's right. Man, we so far, man, these people scared to raise their hands, man. They scared of the shenanigans, man. We got one brave soul so far, Dave, that raised their hands, man. Would you like to see, would you want to go ahead and pull that one brave soul in here with us?
I definitely will. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening, all 53,000 of you statewide and the millions worldwide that are listening, afraid to raise your hand, our very first caller is none other than the Pearly Negro herself, La Perla Negra.
Perla Negra! Yeah! Woo-hoo! Perla Negra!
Y'all crazy. I remember all of that. I remember the Tupperware party. And yes, we up here in the city, we use the country crock, all the butter containers, everything, okay? Whatever the container was, if it had a matching top, or if it had a top that fit from another container, we used that too, okay? And I remember the song.
Now, let me ask you this, though.
What?
Let me ask you this. You remember the backyard barbecue where you always had that one cousin when they came over and they had to go pee, Big Mama send you in the house with them because they steal. Like you ain't just follow them to the bathroom, but you had to stay damn close and make sure they ain't going no other room. Everybody had that.
Walk in.
This is the black
tradition. Don't let him go upstairs. Make him go to the bathroom in the back downstairs.
Absolutely.
Let him go through the house.
Oh, man. Don't let him go through the house. That reminds me of Pops. Hey, that reminds me of Pops on Friday. How's your bathroom? What you got to do? Number one or number two? Number two. Hell no. We're doing number two in my house. It's me.
Y'all crazy. How y'all doing tonight? Hey, Ben. How you doing? Y'all crazy. But guess what? My mother used bergamot in my hair because I got what she called police hair, pull up and park. Okay. It's just that nasty. So that song for 8 didn't work for me. Okay.
Damn. She said pull up and park.
Pull up and park. She wasn't lying.
That mean like when you was a kid and she was straightening your hair. See, European people flat iron their hair. Black folks straighten their hair with that comb you got to put on the stove and that paper towel. Yeah, you rub it 3 times and blow it while you're going through the hair.
Oh,
and they got the grease. They dip it down in the grease after they put it in, take it off the fire. And then they run it through.
Yeah.
There's no grease in your hair first. You dip it down in the grease and run it through your hair. Yep. Tore my scalp up, my edges, my forehead, my ear. Caught it all the time, the back of my neck. Yeah.
Hey, and then, like, when they touch you with that hot-ass comb, they swerve around. I didn't touch you with this damn comb. That's just the grease getting hot. Well, fuck me.
No.
I felt that heavy-ass comb hit my ear.
No, be still.
That's
be still. Hold it. Yes,
Mom. Hey, and when you held that ear, you pressed that sumbitch down as hard as you could trying to dodge.
That
ear was
red so hard, it would
when you let it go.
That ear would be stuck to your face when you let it go. You pressed it push it down so hard. That was not a joke. But guess what? The whole neighborhood smelled like bergamot hair grease and straightening comb. But we were cute. We had our curls and our ribbons and everything.
And your forehead was shining on picture day. Because if it was picture day, you got your hair flat iron and you got that Vaseline rubbed all over your face. You look like a brand new penny going to take your school picture.
That was a staple. Vaseline was a staple in the house, not only for just your skin, you know, to have it moisturized, but we used to get in fights back in the day, and Vaseline was what we pulled out and put all over us, you know. So,
and you never called it petroleum jelly.
Right.
No,
never. It was just Vaseline.
You fuck around and was grown before you realized Vaseline was the brand. You saw the actual product, Vaseline.
Because
I promise you, I was about 24, 25 before I really paid attention to Vaseline was the brand name of Vaseline.
Yep.
I never paid attention to that petroleum jelly shit over there. Petroleum jelly sounds like something you put on when you're getting ready to get the other one. You know, Vaseline works for everything else.
Lord have mercy. Y'all done opened up Pandora's box up in here.
This memory lane. Like, this is black history right here.
It is, though. It is. Yes, it is.
We all unscripted, so I'm going to mute for a second because I got to piss and I don't want piss in y'all ear.
Oh,
dang. Well, that went sideways.
You asked for this, man.
Hey, man, look, I was ready to upload the replay of the show for last night, but, you know, my man wasn't the host. So, you know, I think y'all set me up because none of y'all wanted to host with him. I really feel like that's what I did. So, it's okay, though. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's called karma. Mm-hmm. Because you wanted to cut up last night. Mm-hmm. And y'all need to go to Blog Talk and listen to the replay of last night's show, too. For real.
Yeah, man, listen, first of all, let me say this, man. Kudos to La Perla, La Negra, Poetic, and the For Real, the Poet Impersonator. If listen here.
Y'all sound like
here
him.
It is.
See, this is getting creepy.
But, man, if y'all missed that show last night, I encourage you to download. I tell you, there were some shenanigans going on in that show that will have you crying, especially during the pick up the pen with For Real segment. Listen. I can't. You got to listen for yourself.
I'm going to say, fuck all that. I'm going to say it. Cause this is unscripted. I was listening to the show. I didn't pick one, but I was listening. It was somebody listening. If he's not listening, tell Larry Shepard that some words ain't meant for you to pronounce. Recapitulate is one of them. You know, when it got too many syllables, don't try it. Fuck it. Just, you know, take your time through the week and sound it out. And just remember it syllable by syllable if you need to. But just to try to say it at one time, all words ain't meant for everybody. You know, I'm just saying it. I'm address the elephant in the room. And, you know, they have numbers you can call. That's Film and Learning Center. You know, you would dial that 800 number, and they'll teach you the word. Your local community college, they will teach you the word. Just stop in and just be like, I need just a couple vocabulary lessons, and they got you back. One thing I got say, truck drivers have never been known for being road scholars or no shit like that, so I understand.
Got hooked on phonics, too, so don't forget about that.
Yeah. Watch Sesame Street. Another for today is why? Why the fuck did you try to say that word, Larry Shepard? That's why the letter for today is why. You know, hey, who am I to judge? No judgment here. Just stay down.
Ooh.
Hey,
Oh, God.
So, Danielle, what's on your mind for now? You might as well hang out with us, Danielle, since you're here. You're here now. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but now you're here with us. So you might as well hang around and let me and Van tag team you.
Yeah.
Tag team up with me and Van.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so if you hear the word switch, just know it's all good.
Yeah. Bacon and egg.
Oh, God. Ooh, it's going to be a pink slip or your dust. Lord, I'm
you say a pink
all
slip?
Right, so,
that's what we're talking about.
I
oh, you said
a pink slip.
Oh, okay.
God.
But you said a pink clit. I mean, you did say pink slip. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Y'all got to stop that. That is creepy. Y'all sound too much like him. I got confused last night for like a hot second with Van. You sounded like for real. Like, wait a minute. Is he ready in here? Okay.
That was me?
I
don't think that was me. I think that was for real the poet incarnate.
Okay.
I was happy to hear Kane Spade on the radio last night. Yeah. Came through here and show you all some love, you know, Kane Spade DSR all damn day. And, yeah. I want you to know if you're not doing anything this Saturday, yeah, DSR presents All Purpose Pens, PM Eastern. I don't know where the fuck Kane Spade get that extra R in Eastern from, but it's 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Oh, God, you just don't stop.
Yeah, I always say that, yeah, too. I bet women be freaked out when they get him something. He be like, yeah. Yeah, all damn day. 30 seconds. All damn day.
Oh, my God. You got my face hurting. Lord, have mercy.
I'm just saying. Hey, Danielle, listen. That is, the words you just said have been some words I've longed for you to say to me in, for a long time. You got my face hurting. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, God.
So take a 10-minute break and you can get your face to hurting again at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, we're just going to have some fun tonight. We're just, you know, we're filling in because I wasn't able to make it. Hey, it's unscripted. We ain't got to go by no script. Shit. We're just going to have some fun. Yeah. It's what people need more fun in their life, hell.
Absolutely.
People too serious all the damn time. You gotta have some fun.
That.
If you don't have no fun in your life,
it is.
And you always take everything so serious.
Me,
one morning you're gonna wake up.
When you talk about the power of telepathy, the power of moving, inanimate objects with the power of the mind. I want you to pay close attention as I, Smeagol, me, Smeagol, attempt to make my boing boing bounce by just thinking about it. I need you to fully concentrate as well. Think on my bing bing as it bounce. Listen to the power of my telepathy. I would say that the synapses is that the operation works correctly, that I have the ability to move my bing bing boing. It will bounce using the power of telepathy. Thank you.
Did that motherfucker say shabba baba boing? That sounds like when you pull your heart on to the side in the morning and then let it go. That's why women like morning sex, because they know that morning hard Johnson is a lot harder, because it's full of blood and piss, because we got the piss when we wake up, so that motherfucker be rock. So that's why they try to enjoy that one, that first one in the morning. Y'all women ain't slick. I know what you be doing. Shit.
It do hit different, though. It does hit differently, for sure. That, no, what it is, you know what? I'm gonna break down for you what it is. We've been laying and simmering all night, okay? It ain't no difference in the hardness. It's just we've been simmering all night. It's like opening up an oven that's been preheated real, real good. And put that meat in. And
well,
I
tell you what,
right.
Danielle, if you ever wake up beside me in the morning, you better not go for that morning one because I'm diabetic. And that diabetic kiss don't waste too much motion. You're
going to
be like, all right, I'm like, uh-uh.
We be fighting. Look, we be fighting for the bathroom, and I can still run. So you're going to have to wait.
So see, if we get it on in the morning, somebody's going to get a urinary tract infection. We both got to go kiss first.
You better get
UTIs and orgasms. That's more than sex. You get UTIs and orgasms.
You got two other options besides the toilet. You can use the sink or you can use the tub. Because I ain't getting off the toilet until I'm done.
If I'm drunk, I'm going to fuck around just piss in the corner. Oh, shit.
Oh,
man, I thought
no.
I was in the bathroom.
Oh,
my bad.
God. We gonna
my fault. Speaking of the CEO, since Danielle is hosting with us tonight, let's bring the CEO in too. Danielle, you got a piece. We can still do that. But let's see what one For Real the Poet, a.k.a. Black Larry, a.k.a. Lawrence Arabia, has to say tonight about all this going on here.
Yo.
For real.
Yeah, yo, they were very bad taking stocks off. He just bringing people in and stuff.
I told y'all he's got the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah.
He gave me the master key tonight.
What's up,
yo.
For real?
What's going on, y'all? Y'all silly, y'all crazy, something wrong with each and every one of y'all.
Crazy.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, David crazy. He said y'all going to have, one of y'all going to have a urinary infection. That's crazy. I was cracking up.
Yeah. But you got to be careful in the morning. You got to release before you release.
Yo,
I'm just listening, y'all. I'm just, you know, y'all, you're really cracking my face up right now.
Got mine hurting, I told you. Oh, hell
yeah.
And don't be telling the people we just brought you in for real. You raised your hand. I seen you raise your hand.
I ain't know, bro. I'm trying to tell you. Hey, look. Do what you like. David Mott,
there
do
you
what
go.
You like. Yeah.
That's it. We're going to meet your meat. Meet your meat.
Meet your meat. It's been a long time, David. Where you been hiding at, man?
Hey, I've been in the cave. I've been hibernating. It's hot. See, most bears hibernate in the winter. I hibernate in the summer. My fur ain't cut off. I seen a lady walking with a sundress on the other day in the heat. Hill. I guess she had yeast infection. It got so hot and so much friction, she had a whole cake sitting up in the front of her goddamn dress. I said, she
ew,
too hot.
Dave.
That's mad.
Yes, the yeast had activated.
What kind of cake was it, David?
Molded. Blue
ew.
Cheese cake.
Oh!
Cheesecake.
Oh,
yeah,
my. Yeah.
And,
between her thigh friction and that yeast, it just, yeah, it was bad.
That's why we're
So we're glad to have you listening in tonight since you accidentally pressed one, you know. I figure since you accidentally pressed one, you didn't bring anything to spit. But I do have a question for you, though, for real.
Yo, what's that, bro?
Something I've been wanting to ask you. We'll say for more, it's more of a statement than a question for a very long time. And that's bang. All right. Yeah. Do what you like.
No,
you gave me the key.
No, he didn't.
And giving me the key. You know, it's going to be some fun tonight. So, back to Mr. Curly Nick.
Did you just bang on him? Just bang on him?
Yes,
yes,
he did.
I know it's his network. Yeah, he's not unbangable on here. Oh, pause. Shit, pause. That was not, yeah, that didn't come out right. Pause.
Oh, my God. Oh,
but Ms. La Perla Negra, since I'm even saying your name right tonight, and even though you'll be hosting with us, do you have a piece that you would like to share with us or anything you would like to get off your chest, maybe like your shirt and bra? Or anything, you know.
Now, you know, I don't even wear no bra when I'm in the house, so. And I ain't taking the shirt off because it's just too much going to be swinging, so. I have a piece. Yes, I do.
I got a piece for you, too, but we'll talk about that later. But, very much looking forward to hearing the piece. Mike is yours.
Thank you. This is called Rain and Love Come Full Force. Love to her in the rain because he knew of her love of water and that it heals her. He loves the way her hair rests on her shoulders when it's wet and how the shine of her melanin is enhanced by tiny droplets of fresh falling. He watches her get drenched before he touches her because he knows that when two givers indulge in such a connection, it's like magic. And he is an alchemist. She stands obediently, motionless, allowing him to indulge in the visual of raindrops performing pirouettes on her skin. After she is completely soaked, he approaches. With every step forward, he can feel the heightened intensity of her energy. When their bodies make contact, he leans in and whispers in her ear, "I'm jealous of the world for keeping you away from me. Your scent is intoxicating, so I'm going to use my body to worship you." And then he bites her on her neck and sucks just hard enough to leave his mark because he wants the world to know she belongs to someone, that she belongs to him. They share a passionate kiss, but he stops and looks in her eyes. She knows submission is everything to him, so she nods and tells him, "You had my yes before time began," and that caused his nature to rise and harden. So it was a must. He tastes her before entering her. He wrapped his arms around her waist and started kissing her again, and with more passion, gently backing her up against the tree. When her body touched the tree, he knelt down and lifted one leg over his shoulder, thigh, and used his lips to part her lips. Her wetness was so different from the rain, and he loved it. He grabbed her ass and began sucking her clit until he could feel her about to climax. And as her body shook, he continued to suck and make circles around with his tongue. She tried to push him away after coming in his mouth, but he just forced his face even further, determined to get what he wanted. He needed her to squirt, to gush. He needed to drink her deep, and he did. He could feel her body weaken after making her come so hard, so he laid them on the grass, kissing and caressing each other's bodies. She wanted to taste him as he tasted her because he wanted more of her life-giving water. He wanted her to come when he came, so she looked at him and said, "May I?" He nodded and told her to sit on his face. She kissed his thighs and stroked his dick, and her mouth just watered, sucking his balls, popping them in back and forth until she couldn't take it anymore. This had now become a game for control, and she was determined to win. She held him in her hand, giving it a few strokes before kissing the head. The saliva built in her mouth and slid her lips over the tip and down slowly but firm until she couldn't go any further. And then she gagged. Then sucking back up through the head, allowing the saliva to run down while her tongue did circles around the head. She bobbed up and down several times until he moaned. She knew he was about to reward her because he'd released her grip. The more she sucked, the more he moaned, the juicier her mouth got and the wetter she got. She gave one last deep throat and he squeezed her thighs, saying, "Oh, shit. Fuck, baby." And that took her over the top. She came as she milked him. And that's their piece.
What's her name? Tell her call me.
What's her name?
Wet and Juicy. Is that it? Wet and Juicy?
Yeah. I miss her. I miss the hell out of her.
You may love in the rain day. Huh?
Yeah, you could have had me with pneumonia, but I made love to a girl that could make it rain. Boy, she had it. She had it. Poker. I was laughing at the part when you mentioned about he sucked on her neck, leaving his mark, letting know she belonged to somebody. See, I'm not really a big person in the hickey unless I'm messing around with somebody else's woman. Then I'm gonna leave one on her neck because I'm gonna come up in conversation. I guarantee you. If you're going to be out cheating, I'm going to make sure that you have to be held accountable for it, like especially if she's light-skinned. It's going to look like she got hit in the goddamn neck with a softball. You're going to have to hold yourself accountable. It's something we have to do in life now.
Why she got to
you shouldn't
be
have been letting
why
somebody else put
their
finger in the sugar bowl.
Why she think this is yours? Why she got to be out cheating? Then you trying to get her in trouble. You trying to get the girl strangled, trying to get her killed. You just don't want no more from her.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, she has to be out cheating more than likely if she's dealing with me because I listen to ZZ Hill a lot growing up and said, love is so good when you're stealing it. So,
hey, man, did you just say ZZ Hill? I thought it was ZZ Top.
No, that's the white boys with the beards. They ain't stole nothing. They just snorted coke and just. You don't know who's in here cheating in the next room? Love is so good when you're stealing it. You been stealing it from somebody else?
We rock and don't stop. What is the super?
That ain't. Yeah, that wasn't him.
Oh man!
Yeah, that wasn't him at all.
Oh man!
Beautiful piece, though, Don. Yeah, that beautiful piece. I hope that was. Yes, I really hope to meet that lady. If that lady is you, I'll be at your house tonight. I'm gonna be on the first red eye flight and ain't never flown before.
Damn, that must be a good shot. If you getting on a flight tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at your door with a meatloaf.
Oh,
gonna be like Little Caesar. It's gonna be hot and ready.
I'm picturing you standing there with a pen with meatloaf in your hand and just smiling.
Oh no, I ain't gotta put this meatloaf in a pan.
Oh Lord.
Oh man.
Well, I tell you her name can be anything you want it to be.
Yeah, metaphor.
Yes, sir.
Who we got next?
Coming up next, right here on Do What You Like Unscripted, is none other than C-34-521-73-4 Music.
Hello.
C-Double.
I'm doing well, Mr. Metaphoria and Poetic. Glad to have the show back.
Oh, yeah. We pop in there once in a while here. And don't forget about Danielle. La Perla Negra is in here with us. You know, she's over there with, right now with no drawers on. We just, we keeping her ready.
I ain't seeing no.
Oh, really?
How you doing, C-Double? I ain't seeing no drawers. I still ain't got no problem.
Bro.
It's a different.
You ain't got what on?
I ain't got no bra on. It's a different.
Oh, Lord.
I got the panty drawers
on.
Oh,
Jesus, there's a fire. Lord. Girl, you're going to give me bronchitis after a while. You just eat it, girl.
The bronchitis. God damn. Now we have added on. You're getting UTIs and bronchitis.
Well,
how you doing, OCW? You good?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just chilling at the plantation, as Poetic calls it,
Yeah.
But, they're not my people. You my people. That's how that goes.
Yeah, don't let them people that work tell you what to do. Fuck them. Yeah, we ain't that far.
Nah, I can't. They too old. I can't. No. Not even with protection. No, I can't. Sorry. No.
Are you work at the nursing home or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, don't mess with them, because, you might go in there. One of them might look pretty decent. You might think it's wet, but that's really pissed. It ain't the same moisture you think about.
No, just remind me of that blackberries and custard stuff last night. No.
Wait a minute. What was in the tissue?
Some wasted boogers.
Wasted boogers.
Y'all gonna have nightmares tonight. Damn.
Damn. So that's why I know, when I get, 60 and 70 and shit, I'm not going to be attracted to women my age. I'm going to spend all my Social Security check on a nice 25-year-old so, everything still look nice and fresh and tight and where it's supposed to be. That's what I'm going to still want when I get old. I don't want droopy coochie. I don't want gravity to take a hold of it yet.
Droopy.
Yeah, I don't want her ovaries to been there fail already and shit like that. I want everything where it's supposed to be.
Damn, daddy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I really think about it.
I see the smart, but the bird. I look at her rectum. She found it pleasurable. I was in it for a minute, and it was very, very pleasurable. I smart, but. Look at her
rectum.
And peace. Ew. Was that Eartha Kitt right there? Damn.
No, that was an eagle.
Ew. That's exactly what I'm talking about. When you look at her rectum, it should still be nice and tight. But at a certain age, her rectum looked like somebody wrecked it. That on so no.
Oh,
like 25 to 30 year old.
Nah.
And I would be good.
Lord have mercy.
But C-Double, you got something on your mind you want to get off, or you got a piece you want to share, anybody you want to cuss out, anything of the above?
Yeah, I do.
The mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. This piece is called Sick with the Syllables in Infamy and Emphasis. I'm sitting here quarantined now with Quentin Tarantino. After low riding in his 73 El Camino, sipping on vino with maraschino, cherries spending C notes until we get in an accident because he didn't see flat tires and his warranty expired. Now we're sitting on the sidewalk next to some expiring actress named Daphne from Kansas. She's asking, where's Central Casting? With giant boobs and fake teeth implanted, Tarantino directed her saying that way, and it'd be paramount for her to get rid of her acne fast and quick as we're watching our flats get fixed. Fascinating that it's 12 past 6 Pacific time post-meridian as Quentin's asking questions and acting ignorant, very inappropriate and spewing N-words to senior citizens, that security kicked his butt to where Ricky Ricardo said, it's just so ridiculous. I'm sitting here ashamed that I came in here with an idiot, witnessing this incident and being placed in this predicament. Guess that's life in the entertainment industry. Thanks for deciphering all these syllables, and thank you for listening for a minute here as the Be Running social media is waiting for me to expose the conspiracies about these human experiments as if what I say to people here would be challenging as I'm watching Living Single with Khadijah, Sinclair, Regine, and Maxine. The censor word in this last line rhymes with the last name. I don't care about your politics, and I don't support your campaign. Some people will love each other for life. How about us drinking champagne? I don't date men, so there's no damn way I'll accept a mandate. In peace.
My God.
Bam.
My God. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't accepting no mandate either. I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. That's what I'm talking about.
I hear that.
Come and spit that spit, bro. La Perla Negra.
Yo, I feel you. Don't put no time constraints on me and none of that, okay? I have issues with that. And I like to go when I want to go, come when I want to come, do what I want to do. So I feel you on that one. That piece is that piece is all right.
Bad choice of words. Bad choice of words. Bad choice of words.
Why?
Yeah, Danielle, I'd like for you to come when you want to come, too.
See, I was thinking
I
that, too. I was thinking that, too. Yep. Yep.
I knew
yep.
it. Gotta remember who you hosted with. Gotta remember.
I'm trying to give commentary on the man. Peace. It ain't.
Yeah, exactly. When you concentrate on the man's peace, you're guaranteed to come when you want to come.
Then you told me you ain't wearing a bra. I mean, okay.
Lord. You know,
yeah,
man,
you did.
So see, Double, she's not wearing a bra, and she's concentrating on your piece. You are winning tonight.
You're winning tonight, bro.
God. I said
I'm Charlie Sheen tonight.
Not concentrating.
Thank you.
I said commentary, not concentrate. Oh,
well, it's okay if you comment on the man's piece. You might have some very nice things to say about it. I mean, you said that's a very nice piece you have there. Just, I heard you, Danielle. See, Double, it was a nice poem. I ain't going to comment on your piece. I'm just commenting on your poem.
Thank you.
And I like the way you put all the, you know, the Hollywood, you know, businesses and the entertainment industry and everything, and that was very creative. I got a question for you. Do you ever watch the Wayans Brothers?
Yes, I have.
I got a trivia question from you for the Wayans Brothers. Pox Williams used to have a hit song, and I want to see if you can finish this line. He said, "When my love
goes bang, bang,
line?
Bang."
All right, thank you. Never got to double out of there. He banged on himself. It wasn't my fault. He said bang. I didn't do it. Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't my fault at all.
Yeah, do what you like is back. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Very fun night. I see for real the poet has raised his hand again. Let's give him one more chance and see what he has to talk about since he raised his hand once more. Maybe it was on purpose this time. For real, the poet.
Yeah. I did not raise my hand again, and I ain't saying nothing. No, she's not banging on me twice.
You raised your hand for real. I played it.
I played the game, Dave. Nope.
You raised your hand up. I felt that was something you really needed to say.
Yo, before you bang on me, let me say this, though, Dave. Before you bang on me, though, bro, I'm going to tell you something. The way you banged on C-34, right? That was so funny, bro. I love that, baby.
That's not classic. That's classic.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yo, that was funny.
Yeah, when he was doing the entertainment, it came to him. I said, ooh, I know how I'm going to bang on him over there. Everybody knows Pop Williams' favorite song. So Bruce, he came out, there you go. Yep, appreciate you. Bang on himself.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but for real, you need to stop lying to these people. You did raise your hand again. I say, I'm in the studio. I see it, Larry. I see it. You raised your hand out the bank.
I never put my hand down, babe.
Yeah. Well, you know, your arm should have been tired. You should have put your hand down. When I look and see your hand was up, I figured you had something.
Oh, man.
You know, it's like when you hold your hand up that long, you're like the kid in the back of the class that the teacher knows damn well he don't know the answer, but he just wants to say some shit. Yeah, I remember that kid being like, he on his hand up and waving and shit, like she can't see his hand. Like, if I wave, she gonna call me. That kid never gets called. She never gets called.
I ain't messing with you, Dave.
Oh,
I ain't got
face.
No poetry.
But you don't need to have poetry. We're having fun tonight. But we were at the beginning of the show. We were talking about basically, some, you know, at home Black history. Like, what is a memory you have growing up of something that only happens in Black households?
Wow. Well, y'all brought up some real good ones, man, and it was like so reminiscent. When grandma was around, I just remember her saying stuff to my uncle, stuff like, you know, while he was eating, if you don't sit down, that food won't go down to your feet. You know, stuff like that, little sayings and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so
true. I remember what my grandmother used to say. There was something like that, but she said, if you eat standing up, you'll never get full.
Mm.
I used one. I was like, damn. So I would always sit down. I was like, shit, I ain't just going to be eating for sport. But I guess along the way, I did. I guess I stood up for a lot of meals because I ain't get full. So the shit kept adding on. But then I always wondered, you eat standing up, you never get full.
Hey. Now, let me ask you this. The one about the TV, I don't know if that was how true that is. Mom used to say, if you don't get back off that TV, you're going to go blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, move
oh,
back.
Yeah.
You're going to go blind. Yep.
I do believe that to be so, because, you know, too much bright light too close to your retina will eventually damage the retina and, you know, it will fail you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. There's a lot of them growing up. You know, we were raised taught that you don't eat fish after drinking milk. I don't know why.
Right.
When you go to school, what they give you, fish sticks and milk?
Fish sticks and
so
milk.
You're like, what did you
day.
See in the motherfucker at lunch? Like, I'm finna die at
to
school
this
lunch today.
Because
fish sticks and milk.
Yep. To this day, I won't eat fish and drink milk. Mm-mm.
Well, let me ask you this, David. Is it true about swimming, eating before you go swimming?
Hell yeah, I caught them cramps before.
Mm.
I caught them cramps before. And the worst thing you can
swimming with babies.
Huh?
Pregnant women got a full baby in their belly and they go on swimming. Can pregnant women get in
the bathtub?
The baby
ain't got all
them
additives and shit.
The baby
can
is already surrounded by.
The baby's already surrounded
by water.
It's not good for a pregnant woman to get down in the tub because, speaking from experience, my big ass got stuck and my kids and my husband had come help lift me up out of the tub. So, it's not a good thing. But as far as swimming goes, we can swim. I can swim, no pregnant. No problem. Yeah.
I kind of want to hump a pregnant woman, and while we humping her water break, I'm going to think I made her bust one harder than anybody ever before.
I tell you what, the more pregnant woman has sex, the easier her delivery is. And that's
well, see, I'm going to find me a pregnant woman, and her baby daddy better thank
you. I was just thinking the same thing, Dave. I was just thinking the same thing.
Mama,
go,
you know,
y'all are terrible. Fine. You want to hump on another man's baby. Before you going to poke holes, you're going to have your indentation in the top of his head. That's terrible. Y'all hump.
You hear yourself? You know
this is
mama's
happen, fault.
Right? You know that don't happen.
I know that don't happen, but we talking shit, right?
Listen, even if that shit could happen, I'm a realist. I ain't going that far in there. You know, the baby way up in there. I mean, I can get in there. But I ain't going that damn deep.
It depends on how far along she is in her pregnancy. Ain't that far up in there now. Because that head turn around and come down near the opening. Ain't that far away.
I want to see a pregnant midget. That's what I want to see. I ain't never seen a pregnant midget. That's got to be the funniest fucking shit ever.
Lord help me.
She got to look like a Buddha with a fat ass.
Oh, my God. That's y'all man.
Was tasty in my mouth. I crunched on her. I took her crush. And I nibbled on it. Miss Pearly, you are delicious. I find you succulent. Smarf barf. Smeagol the third. In peace.
No, you did. No, you
didn't. That's when you know something good, when you call it succulent.
No,
that's a whole different level of tasting when it's succulent.
Oh, my God. Y'all just got me a straight prop tonight, huh?
It's about the fun down here. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun
That's two I owe you, man. That's two I owe you. It's all right. It's cool.
How you figure? I didn't pull you in. Cause this.
you in control of the music and
I'm
the sound.
I'm not doing
that.
Who's
playing the sound?
That's for real. The poet Douglas, aka Schmeagol.
Yo, I'm at work, bro.
I know he ain't in the
studio.
I know he ain't.
I ain't in the studio.
I ain't doing it.
Well, I know damn well Dave ain't doing it because he ain't even know the switchboard.
Dave's in the studio.
So you just going to put
Dave,
me out like
taught,
that? You just going to blast
taught,
me like that in front of everybody's ears?
I taught Dave the switchboard before we started the show.
And he found the new stuff that fast. I can't even find it, and I know the switchboard by the back of my ear.
You know it's a whole search thing over there for you to search the studio, right? You do. You see it over there. You're hosting. You see it.
Wow.
I'm not touching the studio. I'm off to that.
Yeah, okay, host.
Boing, boing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Y'all crazy.
You ain't right. That's all right. I still owe you, though. Trust me. You better remember that.
Metaphoria, you all right, bro? You okay, bro? Paging Mr. Metaphoria. I'm in Metaphoria.
Hey, where you at? Did you mute yourself?
Which way did he go?
I don't see his number in here.
His number's in there twice, which means he dropped and called back.
Okay, Dave, where you at, man?
He might have muted us to go take another leak. Okay, so we're going to, for real, the poet Douglas, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Neckbones and Macaroni, a.k.a. Paulie, a.k.a. Schmeagle, a.k.a. Lego Batman.
Yo, yo, yo. What it do?
Okay. So we're gonna send you back off into the Do What You Like land. Stay around, bro. We may have to reopen your mic. We want to get to this next caller. We want to get to this.
I me will be listening in, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Schmeagle.
I need yo.
Schmeagle.
One love.
Schmeagle came through, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number 319-527-6300. Please press 1. Tonight, it's Do What You Like Unscripted. So any and everything is going down in here tonight. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Somewhere in the studio land is Mr. Metaphoria trying to get back in and kidnapped.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now.
We can hear
but
you.
Kidnapped. Is La Perla Negra. Hey, La Perla Negra.
Yeah, they
she got kidnapped. So, Metaphoria, the next caller, you want to open up that next caller, bro?
Yes, coming to the mic next, we got my favorite Canadian, Miss Lady A.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, Lady A,
hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Lady A.
How are you? You're all having a great time, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, we have it. Blast.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
A good Tuesday to have fun, you know.
What's that?
It's a good Tuesday to have fun. Taco Tuesday, Titty Tuesday, the Talking Tuesday, so we're just going to have some fun.
Okay. Has the poetry been humorous or serious, or how are we going? And what? I know it's open mic and everything, but what seems to be coming up most frequently?
Danielle not having a problem. That's been the most talked about subject.
Oh God!
Yeah, as we say, I'd be honest with you. We've only heard two poets tonight, and one was extremely nasty and sensual, and the other one was metaphorically theatrical. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to find something that will be fun, I guess, and or whatever. But
I got some ideas of some fun we could have, Lady A, but I won't discuss them on the show.
Okay, thank you.
A whole lot of fun, but I'm going to keep them to myself for now.
I have a love poem, I guess, kind of, sort of.
Hey, it's do what you like. Whichever
do what you
bring,
like.
We appreciate them all.
Well, I think it would be good to do a love poem, I think. I did a collaboration with somebody, and no, I don't know if I want to do that. Okay, so I didn't expect to be on this quickly, and I'm still looking, so I hope we can just, you know, visit if there's nobody else on the line. You guys picked me up really fast.
Yeah, so we know
you don't like it very fast? Dave, is that I heard what she said. Did you hear
that's
she
what
said,
I
she
heard.
Like
she don't like it fast.
Oh, she don't
like
it fast.
Like 8 times you say back in the day, she like it slow.
Slow, yeah, slow. Not fast, slow.
Slow and steady. Till I'm ready.
Slow. slow and steady wins the race, that's what they say.
Slow and steady wins the race. Absolutely. Indeed.
See, that doesn't work.
Okay,
for me.
I wrote
I'm one
yesterday
people,
that that I did a quote by Frankie Valli, the sight of you, the quote is on the song, is the sight of you makes me weak and there's no words left to speak. Can't take my eyes off of you. So I wrote to that. I can read that for you if you like.
The mic is yours.
Okay, so this is called No Words to Speak. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. Shouting from the mountaintop, underground, or treetop. Broadcast from orchards wide, stirs, avalanches, and mudslides. Can't take my eyes off you through peepholes and window panes. With chandeliers and lanterns, my eyes remain fixed, heavy as zinc. A dagger in my heart aching for one long dead. No elixir, only dread. Icebergs or quicksand, sawdust or woodland, you are everywhere I stand. I am your handmaiden, my fragrance worn like a graffiti necklace. My love, your vessel, our lives are tapestries, asleep and yawning. Singing karaoke, dancing to jukeboxes, xylophones or boomboxes. Your music sees through me like radiation views me. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. And I can't take my eyes off of you. End poem.
Gotta admit, I was a little scared at first when you said looking through the peepholes and the window pane. And I said, oh, shit, we got a stalker going on. I know in Oklahoma they frown upon that. I've seen a couple of people that couldn't take their eyes off somebody. Now they're doing 5 to 10. But it just came on full circle this year. I was worried at first, but bring it on around, you know. That's one of them deep loves, you know, when you could just look into a person's eyes just for long periods of time and just feel fulfilled just looking at them and everything. That's that real deep love that is, you know, it's hard to shake that shit. I don't like that love. That's why I love me a good cock-eyed woman, because that way I can focus on both her eyes. And she
what?
Can focus on
what either. Kind of woman?
A cock-eyed woman.
Oh,
yeah. Nothing like a good cock-eyed woman.
Okay. Midget and
cock-eyed.
Midget and cock-eyed.
Nice.
All right, Dave. I feel you, bro.
I'm telling you, don't let me find a cock-eyed midget. It is on. I would get married.
I believe you. I believe you.
Cock-eyed midgets is a dream come true.
I got to tell you a story about midgets. Can I tell you a story? Well, first I want to
yes,
know what
I love midgets. I welcome this story.
Well, maybe you can speak about my poem after I tell the story. I went to Jamaica, and I was staying in a resort that, as you walk down the halls, in between rooms, there were these small little doors just in the middle of the wall. And I was always saying whenever I went by them that there's midgets that are in there because these little wee tiny shorts were everywhere in this resort. Anyways, I ended up going on a little shopping trip in Ocho Rios, and I got lost, and I was out in the village, and this Rastafarian guy came up to me, and we were chatting. He said, do you want me to take your picture? And I had my camera, and I said, well, yeah, okay. And so out of the crowd came this, there was this midget. He did come out of the crowd, and I gave him my camera. He took my picture. But it just, when you said midgets, it reminded me of that, because that whole trip I was thinking they were going to jump out of the door, and in fact this midget came and jumped out of the crowd. So I guess you had to be there. It was quite funny.
Now let me ask you this. When you look at your phone and check the picture, was it just your knees?
Oh, it was hilarious, though. I had...
Dave,
yeah, Mrs. so funny. Yes, sir.
Dave, If I didn't know any better, I think Lady A was waiting for them to come out and say, "We represent the Lollipop Girl, the Lollipop Girl."
Swinging the fist and everything, like, animating it with it.
We used to have wrestlers that would come to where I live. They would come in the wintertime, and they would have these wrestling matches. I don't know if you guys ever went to them, but I've never been to one. But they ended up going to this club after. But they, at this particular time, they were midget wrestlers. And my friend was really hot to go over to their place where they were staying. And so I said, "I am not going over there." And she went, and I had to rescue her after she called and said, "Come and get me." But it was hilarious. Because they were real
midgets. She was ready to go get her little piece.
She was, well.
Short catching.
Apparently they're quite surprising.
Oh, man.
Special thing about a midget man can stand up and hump a woman that's laying down. So, you know, they can do shit that those normal people can't do. But, yeah, God. Midget woman. I love a midget woman. There used to be one that worked at the grocery store here, and I used to always laugh because they would have her stocking shelves, and she could only do the bottom two. But she would be stocking her ass off with all that good midget ass on her. And every year, all midgets stick. She was thick and bow-legged, too.
Oh my God.
They got some grown-ass heads, though. They might have midget bodies, but they got some grown-ass heads.
Oh,
you got to really protect yourself. But one head brush will send you to the emergency room.
Oh, my goodness.
But very, very beautiful love piece.
Did you think of my poem, Danielle?
I had to give you a hard time. Lapella Negro, you take it over.
You know what, Lady A? You are such a romantic. I love your pieces. You give such a beautiful visual. I can see everything that you're talking about. It's almost like I'm right there. I love that piece. Poetic.
Yeah, I loved it too. Very beautiful piece. You know, her love pieces are so enchanting.
Aww.
And then the way she reads them, you know, I really enjoy your pieces, Lady. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. So, David, are you gonna say something nice?
Yeah, it was a beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. I always enjoy love piece. You know, I give a lot of people hell, but I really enjoy writing love poetry myself and romance poetry and stuff. So it's a beautiful thing when you can create the scene in somebody's mind with your writing. I'm just going to, you know, I have to find something to give people hell about. It's in my nature. My balance would be off if I didn't.
Well, the night that they were doing poetry for your poetry, showcasing you, there was certainly some beautiful poetry that you've written, and love poetry too, and I was quite impressed, you know, that it was so serious and beautiful, because you're quite a character, I have to say.
Thank you. And that was the most beautiful way of calling somebody an asshole. I translated it. You're like, "You're quite a character." You are an asshole. I know what you meant, Lady A, but I appreciate your wholehearted.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, man.
But, Lady A, we definitely appreciate you coming through and sharing that beautiful piece with us tonight. And, we want to bid you a farewell with the most heartfelt and sincere bang. Yes, to bang on some people politely. Coming up next to the mic, we got somebody. I got to bring him in here quick, since he got his hand up. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat. It is Mr. Spike Lee himself, Mr. Dark Skin Privilege, Mr. 30% Window Tint, Mr. 6-month oil change, dark
Vader, not Darth, Dark Vader himself, 1J Rod Wiseheart. Yo, Jay, what up, kid?
Good evening, David.
What up, Wiseheart?
Van Metal, what's up, bro?
What's good, bro?
La Pearl. Very good evening, beloved. How are you?
Hey, J-Rob. It's all good. Dave, I'm being cut now.
David. John. Just need to make sure where we at.
I don't like the way you came in here making Danielle sound. She's like, hey, J-Rob. She was all squiggly and shit. She was trying to tell him, hey, J-Rob. She told me, she said, you just don't understand the way that J-Rob says the word fuck. I don't know the fucking four-letter word. Yeah, I've cussed before.
Really?
You're not going for a second cuss. Just because you said the word on both sides. Solid word, hell.
Oh, God.
Lord. Okay, I got to ask you this question, though, too, before we get started, J-Rob, because, you know, I know you had to have a memory growing up of something that only happens in black households. Like, what's something you remember, whether it be a thing, an event, something that you remember?
You mean the good stuff or the bad stuff?
It doesn't matter. You know, just take your time. I know you had to remember a little farther back than the rest of us, so, you know, just take your time and bring up a memory.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I know you was a teenager when Chicken George got his freedom paper, so, you know, your shit might be a little different than what we had.
You wrote that yourself, didn't you?
No. It was one of your fellow DST people. That type of shit they would say.
Understood. A very good childhood memory. In my family was all of us sitting at the table, and my mother chose one of us to say prayer, and other times my dad was responsible for saying prayer.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And well, goddamn, John, you know, I normally fuck with people, but you didn't put your mother, father, and God in your memory, and you're like, I can't say nothing.
I was going to say, Dave, how are you going to compete with that, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right. You can't say nothing about this. That is like, you know, he just mentioned the whole Huxtable moment. Like, you know, I ain't remember that shit. We ain't eat at the table when I was growing up here. Everybody ate where they just sat at. You just go do your own thing. That is a beautiful thing to see black household held together like that, having a family dinner. And you know, one thing I can say back then, there were no cell phones and social media and shit. So like, y'all were actually conversing with each other over dinner. You know, that shit don't happen too often anymore. People eat dinner now, sitting there looking at their phones and shit. They don't even know each other anymore, and they all in the same damn house.
No, my dad
made sure we knew how to hold a knife and fork. We, you know, we ate a particular way, and he made sure that, you know, we did things properly according to him. And there was no argument there. So we did whatever Mr. John said, and, you know, I had a very strong respect for my dad, but I had even a bigger fear. So if he said you're holding the spoon wrong, then you straightened up and sat right and you ate properly because he wasn't having it. But
he
all
put
ate,
your ass on punishment and made you eat soup with a fork. Oh, shit, you
did that.
That's what you should have did.
Yeah, he did that too, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, my pops wasn't with the shit. So he was like, this is how it's going to go. And I remember one time he just asked me what was on my mind. I said, do you love your children? I said, because, you know, I'm kind of afraid of you, man. And everything after that went black.
What?
I bet it did.
Wow.
I bet it did.
I bet it did. He would give, and see, he did it for a reason. He gave you the chance to go to sleep, wake back up, and get your shit together. Like, since you, obviously something's wrong right here. Let me help you out with just quick nap, so when you wake up, that shit will be fixed.
Yeah. After that, you're like, you know what? Safety tip number 75. Don't say that kind of shit to Pop.
And if you do, give yourself at least 7 feet. You got to have head start room. You never talk shit to somebody that can kick your ass when you're right there in close quarters with them. Give yourself some running room.
You never say anything to someone that can catch you.
Right?
That's true. Somebody that can catch you? Bruh.
That's like the scariest shit ever. Because you thought you got away and then you see this guest behind you. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
My little brother has that memory. Oh, my little brother has that memory. He just knew he was running away.
But I'll give you one of the dopest memories, though, and there's a lot of them, but one of the dopest, besides me and my dad going to dinner once a month and going to, our thing was a movie and dinner once a month, you know, grown men style. But as a kid, I had a teacher, a white teacher, who told me that I was nothing and I would grow up to be less than a garbage man. And I went home and I told him, yeah. And mind you, we went to private school. So this is what a white teacher in a private school told my father, who's paying his salary. So my pops came to the school the next day. My father told me two things. He said, if I come up to this school and find that you're lying, I'm going to stomp you green in front of your entire class. Safety tip number 79, don't lie to dad during the school year. But he came to the school. He spoke to the principal, went to speak to Mr. McShane. And Mr. McShane said he didn't recall what he said. So they asked a couple of students. The students told him exactly what Mr. McShane said to me in every word. I mean, he told Mr. McShane in no uncertain terms, if you ever speak to my son in a negative context again, I'll bury you where you stand.
Hey, you didn't knock the shit out of somebody if you bury them where they're standing at. Like, you ain't going to a different plot. You just right there and hammer their ass in the ground.
He said, I will murder you in this school if you ever disrespect my child. We pay too much money for their education, not for your opinion of my children.
Okay.
And he had his hand on my chest and was like, you're going to apologize to my son or we're going to commence to kicking your ass. And he apologized to me, and Mr. McShane never said another word to me the rest of the time he was in the school, and I was very happy with that.
I don't blame him. Person tell you that.
Blame you at all, man. At all.
Yeah.
Coolest part of my childhood.
I'll show you a quick funny one about my mother. She took karate when she was growing up for a long time. I was like, well, whatever. Wasn't really into karate. I like wrestling. WWF was my shit. So I'm watching wrestling one day. I'm about like 10. And she comes through there and says something about it being fake or whatever. And I was like, I'll take you outside, body slam you right now. Don't ask me where that came from. The devil said it. And she said, wait. So, of course, I'm thinking she's not finna come outside. So I walk on out the door. I'm laughing. And I'm just walking out to the middle of the yard. And this is when shit got fucked up. When I turned around, she was in the yard, too. So, oh, shit. This wasn't part of the plan. So, you know, I've been watching wrestling all morning. So, because I watched the wrestling tapes, you know, wrestling came on evening. But I said, I'm going to go for this collar and elbow tie up real quick and just wrestle around a little bit. Then we go back in the house. So I went for it. That shit didn't work. She hit me with one of them judo-like flips and took my ass on that damn ground so quick. It was then I realized, won't try to wrestle and shit in a real fight. And never invite your mother outside, because she just might show the fuck up. Like, that was the end. I just kicked the pillow's ass when I watched wrestling after that. I didn't want to talk no more shit. Ooh, she flipped my ass quick. I said, hot damn. I don't want to play no more shit. I'd rather take my ball and go home. But the part I was at home.
I play no more.
So no don't feel bad for getting blacking out for them seconds, which bothers J-Rob. Like you said, my mama tossed my ass around like I was a rag doll that day, so I gave up that day, too. I was just tough in my room.
I was just shocked because I didn't think my father could move that fast, because the only thing I remember was his hand coming back to his pocket.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty, so.
It's memories like that that make you rethink shit when you get older. Like, yeah, I don't think I need to do this.
Man, I looked at my hand and I was like, is that my blood? And next thing I know, I woke up in my bed and was like, I missed dinner?
He took your ass to the Red Cross. He said, you about to donate some blood today.
Wow. I looked at my hand, I saw the blood, and I saw my father's hand going back in his pocket. It was all in slow motion, and then I just, like, I don't even remember what I dreamed. It was just so fast.
Dang, bro.
It was in slow motion. Wow.
I've been in fights, and I've seen shit happen, and I never seen my father's hands move that fast. I was like, shit.
That was cool. Alchemy.
We won't be doing this anymore.
Right.
He's like,
lesson learned, number one.
You know when you're a child and your father says something to you and you don't know the meaning of the word, so your automatic response is to say yes, and I'm not thinking. And y'all know I got a pretty extensive vocabulary, but my dad said something to me, and I didn't agree. I didn't know what he was talking about because I said the opposite, because I said, that's not what happened, and that's not what you said. And he said, are you calling me a liar? And I'm not thinking I knew what the word liar meant. And I was like, well, yeah. And I woke up on the floor.
Yeah. Your daddy damn near raised abortion age when you said that shit.
I was like, so yes to a question from dad means don't say yeah. Liar is a bad word. Got it. Just give me my teeth back. I need those.
Man,
and see,
I don't
what
know
really
about y'all, man.
Me up
but
about this story. Go ahead, man.
I'm gonna tell you what I hated the most was when my parents used to tell me when I was a kid, don't never tell grown folks that they lie. That's bad. And then you turn around and you catch him in a lie. But you said y'all don't lie. Then how you telling me Santa Claus is real? All them years.
Oh my God.
But y'all told me not to lie?
Mm-hmm. And you know what they followed it up with? Don't do as I do. Do as I say do.
Do as I say do. Yep.
Not as I do. Yep.
I'm cracking up that John didn't know a four-letter word, but this motherfucker knows shit like anthropomorphism, shimmer, 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 supercalifragilistic shit.
I was seven, Dave. I was seven.
Wait, when
I'm
you were seven, you know 17-letter words. The short words. See, that's why he doesn't like using and the. They're too short. He likes them 12-letter words.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad afternoon, bro. So lesson learned. We don't not to do that to dad. You know, you get up off the floor, and you're like, okay, never called dad a liar. Got you. Check. We're good. Okay.
Dad, get up every mother. Oh shit. Oopsie daisy.
All right. You're like, okay.
But you think about it.
I got it.
When you went to your bedroom, you was a tough motherfucker when you got to your bedroom. I know I always used to be. They whooped my ass up. When I got to my room, I swear up and down, they whooped me again. I was fighting both of them. And then they like, holler your name in the fear of everything, hit your damn bones and shit. They thought you thought they would come back for round two.
Not at all, Dave. After getting hit by my father, my pillow was like, come here. Come talk to mom. Come here and talk to baby. I was like, he hit.
You just wanted to go in your room and pray and walk back out and point at your pops. So it was him.
Bro, we had a Belgian Shepherd. This bitch is it's as big as a Corsico. And
yeah, that
Corso.
Yeah.
Is a
Belgian Shepherd. A very big version of a German Shepherd. Yeah.
They look at wolves and go, what? And the wolves are like, I was just looking. I don't want no trouble.
Right? Yeah. No.
You know what? I saw a TikTok with one of those dogs, man. I was surprised at how big that dog was. It was a little pit bull barking at him, and he was just laying down. Bruh, when that dog got up and walked towards that pit bull just went in his merry little way.
Yeah, you look up and be like, yeah, this was a really... Like, Dave, remember that time I told you got in a beef with that dude? And I said he stood up and just kept standing up. Same thing with this damn dog. So, but just to give you perspective, that dog saw what my dad did to me, and when I was on my way to my room, that dog just looked at me and was like, I could have told you this wasn't going to end up right. He didn't bark. Normally he barked. He ain't bark. He ain't howl. He's just like, I know you're seven, but you're going to take this one on your own.
Yeah,
that's the guy that brings the
food.
You like, that's the guy that brings the food in the house, right? Yep, I'm not saying nothing to that dude. You ain't fucking up my game. I got to eat.
Wow. He was not going to be a part of your shit. Like, you earned your own ass whooping. He wasn't taking one, too.
It was a straight Tom and Jerry moment. The dog just shook his head like, he should have knew better. Then he reached behind and pulled out his
like
medical records.
Rose Red. Ron Rumpel.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Shout out to the listeners that are listening that haven't raised their hand. We see you. Don't be scared. Raise your hand. We just have fun, a good, healthy conversation tonight. You know, you don't have to be scared and shit. You don't have to spit. You can just talk if you want to. If you want to spit, that's fine, too. And I know J-Rob got a piece for us because he likes to say beloved and fuck.
Actually, no, I don't. I don't have a piece. I just want to join in the fun because I heard you on the air.
Yeah, I've been having a blast tonight. I got to say that. You know, we've been going down memory lane and everything. It's good to do sometime. And this shit we can laugh about now. We ain't laugh about that shit back in the day.
Which part of memory lane we going down? Epiphany memory lane or just personal?
Well, you know, just in life, you know. And if you got a memory with epiphany, you can share that. You have an epiphany memory? You would like to share?
Yep. Yeah, I'm on Epiphany Radio because of you.
Oh, I ain't shit.
Yeah, we both know that. But still, the fact of the matter is, you introduced me to Van. And because y'all don't know, me and Dave been going back and forth for like almost a year or something before our first conversation. I didn't know he knew that I was watching his watching him post and watching his poetry and reading his material that much. And I'm thinking, this cat is like something crazy with his pen. And, you know, and Dave and a bunch of other cats, but Dave in particular, and we were going back and forth, and all this time, I didn't know he was reading my material. And you know, I'm joining all these poetry groups, and come to find out, he's in a lot of the same poetry groups, and we're posting different pieces and going back and forth, and then the brother shouts me out one night, and we got to talking for, I think, maybe like 2 hours, and we were just talking about life and poetry and life and back and forth, and come to find out he's a damn good dude. And we would talk like we do now, pretty much, you know, 2-3 times a week, sometimes 4, and we would bounce different pieces off each other. Or he would hit me up and be like, I dug what I wrote, and he's like, did you ever think about this angle? And it would improve the piece. And we would just get that kind of camaraderie to each other. He said, yo, what, you spit? I was like, of course, yeah, I spit. He's like, yo, come on one of these shows that I'm on. And he introduced me to Epiphany, and that's one of the first times I met Van, and I met Akil Ali. And I told Dave, I was like, that's kind of weird. Cause
I'm
like,
so glad you met Van. Like, it was a beautiful thing that you met Van.
Yo, you're a wild boy. But it was still dope, man. And I think, like I came back on the shows a couple of weeks, and then Van hit me up and was like, would you mind if I called you? And I was like, sure. I was like, I don't know who this dude is, but okay, fine. And we got to talking. He invited me on the show and said, you want to make me a guest? And I like, that would be really dope. Not figuring all this time the brother set me up for the kill. And the CEO even hit me up back channel. But he got like 9 pages. So I'm getting hit from 9 different dogs talking about, yo, I want to holler at you. And I was like, yeah, I don't know you. I'm kind of ignoring you right now, bro. Then when he hit me from his original page, I was like, oh, all the other dudes is you. He was like, yeah. I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah.
And then I got on the phone with him and Van, and they invited me to come into Epiphany. And I was like, get the hell out of here, man. Y'all changed my life, man. So that's the dopest show on earth. So it's all because of David Mott. Real talk.
Look at that.
Please understand, y'all, I don't like David Mott. But that's my man. I will fight anybody.
Yes.
I will. And then Dave sent me a picture of him standing next to I think it was a semi-truck or like an 18-wheeler, and his elbow was on the top of the truck. And I said, I called him, I was like, motherfucker, I'm like, how tall are you? Because I'm looking at a truck, you know, outside my building, and I'm like, wait a minute, you like, what, 6'13", 7'8"? What the hell? Just laughed. And I was like, that's really is a truck, right? And he's like, yeah, it's a truck. I was like, and your elbow is on top of the truck. And he said, oh, I'm not that tall. I like, not a lot of human beings can put their elbow on a truck from a standing position.
Right. That part.
Wow.
Like I said, you know, Dave's my dude, 100,000%. I don't like him, but that's still my dude. And I'll fight anybody who try to mess with him. But, you know, I don't like him sometimes.
I don't blame you.
Y'all remember that time when Dave was cursing at me on the show? And I said, Dave, stop. You got to chill, man. This would be a man show. You got to chill. I said, yo, man, my mother's on the show listening. He's like, whatever. My mother got on the phone and said, hello, David. He said,
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Hi,
I
Miss
remember.
Mary.
I remember that.
Wait, I got one worse than that, and then we got to move on, John, because some other callers. But J-Rob had hit me up, and he was like, he had this idea for this video for a piece of his. And he was like, I want these ladies to spit in the beginning of it and all this. He was like, but they're taking too long to get this stuff together. So, you know, I'd be talking shit, and I use words I probably shouldn't use sometime. And I was like, hey, yo, Jay, tell them hoes to get a move on with it. And Jay took a long pause, and he said, Dave, one of the ladies that's going to spit is my mother. I felt like 2 inches tall. I was like, fuck.
Oh, man.
It was a long pause. I was like, how do I tell this dude that? He's like, you all right? Yeah, Dave, about that, bro. Good time.
But Jay, it was good talking to you. Bang. Yes, I'm sure we'll do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It was good talking
y'all,
to you.
Y'all having fun tonight? Y'all good?
Yeah, good. Great.
Oh, good.
Coming to the mic next, we have none other than Gina Storm.
Hey, Gina.
What's going on, Gina?
Hey, Gina. Yeah, she's muted. Y'all know
you
how
muted?
Gina, are you muted?
Oh, I was saying happy Tuesday, y'all. My bad. You know I'm muted. That's what I do. I call in and mutate.
That's all right.
Sometimes you got to mutate.
Right. If I did right, then it would be wrong. So just please know this is a thing.
But I tell you what, if you did right, if it'll be wrong, when you're doing wrong, make sure you do it right.
Right.
Either way, I'm going to say it with my chest. Let's go.
There you go. Say it with your chest out, one of the two.
Yes.
Talk shit, just pull them out. Yeah. Like, now what?
Oh, my God. Y'all having a ball. You know what? Sometimes I feel bad. I had multiple mics nightly. So 9 times out of 10, by the time I got to Epiphany, y'all already hyped for foolishness. So I got to get in where I fit in. I hadn't raised my hand, but then David said, "You listening? You haven't raised your hand yet." I said, "That's probably me. Let me check." It was. Excuse me, that I'm on mute or my hand ain't raised. One or the other. I'm trying to figure out when they gonna get to me.
That's probably like, we don't know we're supposed to come to you because your hand not raised.
That's my bad, always. So honestly, this is what I'm going to do from now on. I'm going to call in, mute my phone, and push one. And then listen.
That's what I do.
Yeah, to hear that y'all got to me and unmute myself. And when I do that, don't nobody fall out and have a stroke. Just know that I'm working on it. My goal. I got goals. You know what I'm talking about. It come to fruition, but I in my heart and mind, it's possible.
There you go.
I'd be laughing how y'all use them fancy words, fruition and shit. I'd be like, when shit happens. See, I don't know the big word. I got to say when shit happens.
Stop it, David.
Oh, God. I might would say fruition, but I fuck around and misspell the shit. So I'm just saying, when shit happens. This works better for me.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm sorry that my words have words. I'm not going to be able to dumb down my conversation for you, so please follow along with your finger if need be.
You said do what with my finger?
Follow along with your finger if need be, because I'm not going to be able to dumb down my conversation. So if you want to keep up.
Gina, wrong choice of words.
What'd you say, poetic?
I said wrong choice of words. You got to know who you're talking to. You can't tell me with your finger.
Hold on. This is the wonderful thing about David Mott. I hope and pray always that Mr. Metaphoria sees me as family and that I'm not going to be in a situation in which I feel like I've been molested on the mic. So, apparently I was wrong. Right, well, I'm about to say, apparently I was wrong and it's still actually a thing and my bad. Apparently everybody can get that business. So, yeah, my bad.
You're the one told me about doing something with my finger. It wasn't my fault.
It was my fault. Look, hold on. Poetic had to let me know. I was thinking, how did I mess up? Oh, the verbiage. Yeah, so I got to watch my words. Yeah, bruh. You a lot.
You
a lot.
Word. Verbiage. I say shit
verbiage.
I say.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to watch the shit I say. Yeah? I got to watch my verbiage.
Watch your verbiage. It's all in the wording. Yeah. So what are we doing, y'all?
Y'all graduated the 12th grade. But we're doing what you like. It's just Tuesday's not having fun tonight. You can split a piece if you want, or you can share a black household memory, or get something off your chest. Just whichever you choose to do.
Okay, I'm gonna do a twofer. I'm gonna do something that was said in my black household, and then I will parlay that into a piece. My father used to always say this, and my mother used to caution us, saying, "It depends on what it is, baby." But Dad didn't say that. And his phrase was always, "What happens in his house, stay in his house." That's how generational curses get passed down.
Sometimes
there's some stuff you need to tell. Sometimes there's some stuff you need to share. Sometimes it's some stuff that somebody else need to hear. So if you're in that position, then I encourage you to do so. Because, like I said, my mom said, yeah, it depends on what it is. So my dad's moniker worked mostly. But when it didn't, my mom was the voice of reason. So that's what it was like growing up in my household.
It's all right.
Yeah. I'm going to title my piece, Generational Curses.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Last week I lost my grandfather on the Brookside He was the last grandparent that I had who was still alive. He wasn't just a gentleman. He was a scholar, a Christian, and a pimp. I know for a lot of you listening that doesn't make sense, but the reality is this. People fail to realize the fact that pimping is a necessity because they call prostitution the oldest profession in this country. The reason that I called him a pimp was because I saw this on many occasions. He never raised his voice nor his pimp hand to the women in his life, yet they did his bidding morning, noon, and night. All I could think to myself as a child growing up while I was taking notes, watching what he did and such was, damn, my granddaddy's a pimp. And I had seen that same thing being displayed over and over ever since. So now that I'm 50 plus and he just passed away at 90 plus, I can look back over my childhood and see that sometimes there were generational curses that people want to also be laid to rest. To those things, they say, R.I.P. I don't think that it's a curse if there's someone in your life who understands his worth, nor does he have the ability to make other people bend and yield to what it is that he wants them to do. I call that the power of persuasion. I like the fact that he was using his mouthpiece. I'm one of those people that can sell snow to Eskimos, so I feel like that's something I inherited from him. I'm thankful and grateful for the memories that I shared with him. I remember one of the things that he told me first when I was small, and I brought it all the way here to the middle of my life, y'all, is take care of your feet and your teeth. Whether or not you have a car doesn't matter, but as long as you can walk, you can get around. And your teeth are your introduction to people because they are introduced to you when they see your smile. I have been lucky and blessed to not have bunions or feet that hurt me every single day. And I got most of my teeth, and for the few that are missing, you won't even be able to say that you saw that there was a lack because I try to keep my smile intact. And I know a lot of times people are always wondering what it is in families that they have to keep that so secretive. Sometimes there's some things that are only y'all business. But in the instance of something that is wrong taking place in a household, that needs to be discussed. I don't care if you have to say it to your bus driver when you're headed to or from school on the bus, to your teacher or someone that you trust at your family's church. Just know that we don't have to suffer in silence. But if your family are the kind of people that like to be private, just remember that some things don't need to be shared. But the things that do are because you care. You want that your life to be better and you can break the curses that will be sent down to the next generation. I remember my mother telling me before I had even reached puberty, if somebody touches you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, come and tell me. I don't care what they said, if they're going to kill me or everybody in this house would die, if you tell it, that was a lie. Because I said it on two occasions, and those people never saw me again until I was an adult. And I know what the reason was. What happened in my house wasn't kept a secret, and it broke the generational curse for me and my offspring. My grandchildren understand and appreciate the same thing, too, and it doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl. This applies to you. Sometimes there are things that need to be said so the curses can be broken. And there are other times when secrets need to be kept because this isn't just something in your family that they do from time to time that out loud is spoken. But you have to know the difference. Use your wisdom and your ability to have discernment. Between now and then, all I have to say is this. The lessons that I learned in my household were a gift. In peace.
That's real right there.
Yes, it is.
You know, growing up, you'd always hear that, you know, what happened in this house stays in this house. If something is going on in your household that hurts you, tell somebody. Mentally or physically, you know, sexually, in many ways, tell somebody.
Yeah, that's a problem that a lot of black families have. Like when you tell the family member, you may get hit back with, you know, you can go tell them, like, you know, Uncle Ricky touched me. And then they hit them back with, don't you be saying that. You could get him in trouble. Fuck Ricky.
Yep.
You know, yep. Ricky yep. doing something, he ain't got no business doing something. He's happened to him.
Oh, my God. I feel you.
They kill me with that.
That's like where the problems lie and where they come in. Because there are things that need to be spoken. There's things that need to be said. There are people who need to be busted up. Whatever going to happen to them, happen. Like, I mean, I know my family, ain't nobody going to find the body stinking, but, you know, we different. So it's all in how your family looks at things. And generational curses often are carried out because everybody's being quiet, ain't nobody saying nothing.
Right. Yeah. You know the crazy thing? I believe it's that line of thinking that we were taught when we were growing up that keeps us from seeing the therapist as we get older.
Look, I tell people all the time, you know, crazy comes in shades. If you don't realize you need medication and therapy, shame on you. That's the first thing I thought about when there was something going on with me. Let me get some help, professional.
If
I need to take an antidepressant or a pill for anxiety or whatever the case may be, I will do so. But I need people to understand that there's no stigma, there's no shame in that. You need to take care of you, and that means all parts of you.
Danielle?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was a part of that generational curse. I was the one that had to deal with that, couldn't tell nobody what was going on. And it does affect you when you get older and you don't want to go seek out help because that's just what was drilled into you and instilled in you. You keep it to yourself. It stays behind family lines. Eventually, I knew I needed help, and I just went and sought it. But it took some years before I actually gave into it and did it. So you got to break that generational curse.
Absolutely.
I taught my kids there are certain things that need to stay within this family, but if something is going on with the rest of the family and you're around them, you say something.
Uh-huh.
You don't keep that to yourself because guess what?
Uh-huh.
About mine, I'm trying to tell you, I'll lay you flat. I'm not playing.
Orange juice
soup.
I tell people this all the time. So I
will wear it with pride. And guess what? I will paint flowers on my jumpsuit. Trust me, I ain't playing with it. Not when it comes to mine. Okay? Because I know the detriment that it causes to your mental well-being, your physical well-being, all of that stuff. No, baby, you open your mouth. And any of my nieces and nephews, I let them know the same thing. My little cousins, I let them know the same thing. My great nieces, my great nephews, my great cousins, all of that. Y'all say something.
Real talk.
Okay? It's the reason why Aunt Danielle's saying something to you.
Say
something. I like that piece.
Got that.
All really right. Good.
Thank you, Daniel. I need to. My inner child needs to hug your inner child because, unlike you, I had a safe place. I knew that my mother would believe me, regardless as to what I said about whomever, that she would believe. And when you don't get that, and that trauma follows you into adulthood, sometimes you're so damaged that you don't even realize where the damage came from. And the fact that you acknowledge it and got help is a blessing wrapped in a gift. Because not all of us even have the presence of mind nor the courage to do so. Wow, saluting for that. Yeah, I was in the business of telling. So that curse didn't affect me, and I'm thankful and grateful. But for anyone who has suffered at the hand of a family member or a family friend and kept silent because that was the rule of thumb for their household, they have my sympathies.
Right.
Yeah.
Gina,
let me
ask you a question. Are you on Instagram?
I am.
We're talking about energy. It was an energy drink they always advertised on there, but I can't remember the name of it, but I wanted to try it. Have you seen it on there?
You stupid. I'm not gonna engage you on this foolishness.
Yeah.
I don't like crack. I'm good. I'm not calling people crackheads that's drinking there, but I'm just that is real crackish.
What's the brand name of the drink?
Hey, you know, I saw it and just disregarded it because I felt like that didn't have nothing to do with my life. So if I run into it again, I will definitely shoot you a message and let you know because, yeah, no. Everything ain't everybody.
That's right. Just know whatever you do, just do it with a bang.
There you go.
She wasn't falling for it. She was like, I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
She was not.
I ain't falling for it.
Oh, shit. Coming to the mic next, we got what, listen, let me tell you this about this guy before he comes on. This dude got to be dope because for real, the poet is always telling me how awesome of a poet this guy is. Has flow is and shit, so I enjoy hearing when it comes because it's real. The poet speak you up all the time. You really got to be ready for some hell. So ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic is Sincere.
My brother. Oh my God! Hey. I'm 100. Hey, what's going on?
Wow.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Can we address the elephant in the room? Man, where you been at?
Yeah. Right? Well, look. I've been working on a documentary, man, and I've been blessed with the Lord. This is my first film that I'm working on, documentary, and the Lord presented to me. So I had to pay, you know, put some attention to it. So, and also, there's a book that's following it. I had put aside my own two personal books just to do this project.
Okay, so 7 days out of the week, you can't just call it once and be like, yeah, I'm still here. I'm good. I'll be back.
Right?
Come on.
You know what? I apologize to my family, and I decided to do that this week and the week forward coming forward, and I will take a day off to say hello and let you know I'm still here. But I got so
excited,
bro. And again, there's a brother of mine who's a part of it. He just got through dealing with prostate cancer, and he thought he was going to die on the table. So it was just my strictly prayers is going with him. It just mentally being there for somebody who's going through it. You know, one day that I'll have to, or anybody else that I know, but to hear him say he might not make it, that just took all my energy. But I would definitely come on this trip.
Hey, we definitely want to share your excitement, man, and, you know, pray for your family, man, your friends, man. You know what platform's at, man, for those things to happen, man. Ain't no need for you to just stay away and do things by yourself.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's good to hear from you.
And David, I appreciate you, David. Your inspiration, so thank you for that.
Oh, we're glad to be inspiring. Just when you get your documentary done and you're all up in Hollywood and you get one of those nice Hollywood working girls, just remember to go meet the meat. Just raw. You just
all day. I'm
going
to motherfucker to death.
Oh, my God.
Definitely the way to do it. You bring a piece for us tonight, man. We're doing what we like. Unscripted.
No, it's called Minding My Business.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing this. The mic is yours.
Mind your business. As simple as that. We're in the 21st century. I did that. Of course, it's simple, and here's a sample, a plate full of essentials to get it done. But what gets me here and there is more talking with less action, like Jackson. Minding your own business is simple as basic math. The question followed by and or with solutions to what makes sense in your world of words. Leave it. The extra greetings to the naysayer and watch your clock. Check it out of others' affairs that have nothing to add or subtract in your life. Even divide through equal plus push account, Aaron's E-Trade, Wells Fit Rock, Stock Exchange, Driver, Forever 21 Plus Prime, Going Good, mode to be just to be happy with others and stay in your own lane that barks your very function to exist without existing. That's still minding your business. If you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. Over 25 and under, dirty 40, dating in or into politics or policing situations that, again, spends time draining your emotions on above mentions of that title of minding your own business. That is simple as that. Mind your business. It's never too late to reprogram your thoughts of moving forward on a backward stage. 666. Too little, too late. Gossiping is the new king and queen's horse. How about abortion, same-sex agenda over who's paying for the wall? Anyway, back to my long day. I had to sit back and watch from afar. A lot going down, and it concerns me, but it doesn't, because my own rent and disclosure of personal agenda affects my own end day. Again, no magic balls, no magic tricks. Take the obvious and be about your business. Mind your own, simple as, easy as it said. That's that piece to care from Los Angeles.
Yes, wow. Sir, bro. Yes, sir, bro. Mind your own business.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
What more can be said? Like, hey, shit. Mind your business. That's what people got to do.
That's the way I was taught my household. I was told by a Caribbean father, mind your business. It had nothing to do with you. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Van?
I already said that, you know, mind your business.
Danielle?
We wasn't told that. We just was given a look, and we just knew, okay, it ain't got nothing to do with us. But that was that was different from the other pieces. Very different.
Yeah.
But like
it was.
I said, because usually you are doing a political piece, waking people up, pissing folks off high up.
I was told I was too black, so I had to tone it down.
There isn't such a thing. But
Right.
It is nice to hear from you again. Yeah, and stop the MIA stuff. You know, send up a smoke signal or something. Every once in a while, let us know you're still out here somewhere.
No doubt. Most definitely. I would definitely do that. And I appreciate all of you. And I got nothing but love, and you guys are my inspiration. So thank you all.
Thank you, bro.
You're in California, right?
Yes, sir.
What part?
Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, so there's a lot of gang members out there. I have a question for you about them. When a gang member is engaging in the activity that gang members engage in, what is he considered to be doing?
Drive-by shooting, drug dealing.
Well, it's a slogan they use for all of those actions. They say they're gang something.
Oh, they putting that work in. The whole thing. I'm putting my work in.
It's another one though. It's like it gang something. It's that's like the actor when you're active, you're gang something.
Oh, the only other one is banging. They put banging with these kind of things.
There you go. You got it. You got it. You all the
way.
I didn't bang on you. Banged on yourself. Banged on yourself. It wasn't me. You know, him and CW, they both banged on us. They said it. I didn't say it.
Oh, God.
This has been a very fun night. Sincere was the last person with his hand raised, and it's been 2 hours, so that's cool anyway. I'm going to be messy one time real quick, though, and open this mic up here. I just wanted to say, hey, Miss T. LaChelle, I know you've been listening in and everything, so I just figured I'd bring you on air just because you'd be like, why you bring me on air and shit, but we wanted to say how you were doing.
You are one tacky soul, I swear to God.
Okay, just saying, you know.
Oh, I know you're not going to swear to God, but yeah, I had to do that like real hard. You know what I'm saying? Look, you're going to cuss me out later on when you see everything I said in the chat room, so my bad. I apologize because, you know, I wouldn't ask for permission to talk shit in the back in the chat room, so there you go, Merry Christmas. But everything that you're doing right now in this moment, just pulling me, you know, on the mic and stuff, yeah, I knew it was coming anyway. I had a feeling. So, therefore,
listen,
that's why I was talking
you,
to
right.
You.
You're right. I want you to say that same thing again. I want you to know it's coming and have a feeling that it's sent to you. When you feel me start vibrating, that, yeah, it's coming soon.
Bang, 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 bang. Okay, I'm banging on myself.
So, yes, that's what I'm going to say. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, bang. And then at the end, I'm going to say, pow. That's a, yeah.
Metaphoria. Bang.
I like it. When you like
it. No, 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 no,
see,
no.
Why? Yes. I just banged her in front of all of y'all. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the show. You know, she's just been banged on and right in the studio. But, hey, it's been fun hanging out with y'all tonight. I really much enjoyed myself. I say appreciate all the callers.
What a show.
What
a show.
Thing y'all want to say before we close everything out here tonight?
Absolutely. Join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone. Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Y'all got a topic yet?
We do, we do. We want y'all to write some pieces to, this is going to be a night of romance. So we want y'all to write some pieces to a song from either the 70s or the 80s, some kind of love song, and make us swoon. Come on, y'all, get caught up in the love zone. Get me in
okay.
The VIP.
All right.
Yeah, I can get with that. Clarence Carter stroking. Gonna be
there
you go. You stroke?
So.
You're going to make me dig deep. Okay. All right. Mr. Metaphoria, go ahead and close out the show, bro. Let everybody know how you're feeling.
Hey, man, like I said, I had a blast tonight. To each and everybody that's out there, thank them once again. If you're still hanging on listening, thank all of y'all. I know I give y'all a hard time when I come on these shows. You know, it's all for entertainment. Don't be all butthurt. Like, you know, I've left some people butthurt over the last week. Probably wasn't the only one left them that way, but, you know, it happened. But, you know, hey, just, you know, just enjoy your life, you know. Don't be so serious all the time about shit and everything. And another thing, don't hold grudges with anybody. Life is very short. People are falling all day to day. You don't want to be mad at somebody over some bullshit and then you say, well, I forgive them Friday and they die Thursday. So, you know, shit happens, you fall out with somebody or whatever. It's not that fucking serious. You know, if it's a friend of yours, if it's somebody that ain't connected to you in any kind of way and they just pissed off at you, they pissed you off, shit, just cut them off, fuck them. But if somebody close to you and you have a disagreement, hey, mend those bridges and shit. There's nothing to it. Keep writing. Keep doing your videos, writing your books, all that. Hey, if you need logos, videos, anything like that, hit me up. I can make that happen. You know, it's a fee. It's not free, but it's a fee, but we can make that happen. And just enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I'm finna call the homeboy, man. We're finna get drunk and enjoy this night. So, hey, y'all go out. I advise all you ladies listening to go get drunk tonight and get pregnant. And just say fuck it. Cause taxes are going up. You get a bigger child tax credit the more children you have. Yes, all these views and statements are approved by Epiphany Radio and one CEO, Larry Maddox. Just saying. But if all minds are clear, we would now have our benediction. We're going to let this nice white woman say what she says, and she says, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.